جونم بیا دردت بجونم شب مهتاب سی تو آواز میخونم جونی جونم یا جونم بیا دردت بجونم شب مهتاب لب دریا سی تو آواز میخونم جونی جونم بیا دردت بجونم شب مهتاب سی تو آواز میخونم جونی جونم بیا دردت بجونم شب مهتاب سی تو آواز میخونم
جونی جونم.
Jay, that was awesome.
I fucking know, right? It's just such a vibe. Like, okay, Iran has so many cultures and so many ethnicities and so many types of music. But pull my hair, pull my teeth out. Ain't nobody's coming close to the coastal area of Iran. We're just, it's the hottest area. It's like the hottest place in the Middle East also
in
as well.
Ever since.
It's insanely hot. But also, after 7 o'clock every evening, there is not a chance that not everybody's outside and you can hear the music and people are always dancing. That's happening while having this crazy Islamic regime that is just so corrupt and so forceful that forbids any kind of cool music that is danceable.
Oh wow. And how do they do it then? If the good music is forbidden, you can't fight
a culture that has been there over 7,000 years. Like, you just cannot.
True.
You can have this corrupt regime killing our people, especially our women, but you cannot beat a land's culture. Like, culture always comes back and wins eventually. So, with that being said, the marathon goes on. And I'm going to come back to you, Anastasia, because you were the one starting this whole thing. Okay. What is your second song?
My second song is called Hutsulka Ksenia. Hutsulka, so it's a female for Hutsul. It's a female woman from Hutsulia. Hutsulia is an ethnic region in the Ukrainian mountains, Karpaty. Karpaty, I mean, there are not only in Ukraine, but like Eastern Europe, the mountains. And so they have their own ethnicity. The dialect is different. Sometimes it's impossible to understand them. And they also have their mythology and they have their instruments. They have these like huge trumpets that can be like up to like a few meters long, and they are used as warning trumpets called trembita. I'm telling you this because he talks about this. It's a love song, and the reason why I chose it, I will tell you probably after this. It's a tango. It's a Ukrainian tango. Yes, it's a soundtrack to a film, the same name. Hutsulka Ksenia.
And
yeah. And
темна нічка гори укрила, полонину всю залила, а в ній постать сніжно біла. Гуцул Ксеню в ній пізнав. Він дивився в очі сині, тихо спершись на соснині, і слова палки любові він до неї промовляв. Гуцулко Ксеню, я тобі на трембіті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов, душа страждає, звук трембіту лунає, а що серце кохає, Бога рече, мов жар. Гаряче літо, гуцул іншу любить скрито, а гуцулку чорноброву він в останній раз прощав. Черемоша грали хвилі, сумували очі сині, лише вітер у соснині сумно пісню вигравав. Гуцул Коксеню, я тобі на трембіті, лиш одні в цілім світі розкажу про любов. Душа страждає, звук трембіти лунає, а що серце кохає, бо гаряче, мов жар.
Not us tango dancing. We take it very seriously today. We're here to perform. Oof. So Nastya,
super seriously.
You brought in a whole different vibes. So I'm gonna go back to my question of
which
emotions.
Wait, I wanted to tell a bit. Yeah. The emotions. Well, yeah, I'm telling what the song is about and what it like.
Yeah.
For me personally, and the content. Mm-hmm. So it's for me personally. It's just a fun song. It's a love song. About a guy being an asshole, the Hutsul guy being an asshole, that he first in love fell in love with Hutsulka, and of course he promised her everything and blah blah blah. Yeah, wow. And then like in by the end of the summer he fell in love with another Hutsulka. Yeah, wow. How could he being an asshole? And then he the Trembita is already playing different love song to a different girl. Being a total asshole, like a lot of men.
Another talk.
Sorry. For me personally, yeah, and this is the recording of a band called Mertvi Pivin, the Dead Rooster. The guy died of alcoholism not so long ago, but for me it's just like my youth song. It reminds me of the festivals that I as a student visited, and there he played live at those festivals. It's just like a cool time with people I like. Just when we listened to live music, we didn't have the loudspeakers. We listened to the guitar, or like guitar somebody playing at the fire. It's just, you know, like careless times for me. So it's, yeah, it brings me those nice emotions of carelessness and just enjoying the life as a young person that has not much worries at the festival, especially.
Thank you. I just, like, a question just occurred my mind right now, and I was just wondering, if do people think that music can create new homes? Do you think that music could be the reason why somebody all of a sudden finds a new home? I'm gonna start with you, Chamberlain. What do you think?
Well, actually, that was what was going on in my mind, because I think music can change our mindset. And, you know, in order to change our mindset, what it means is that even if I feel lonely or discouraged, then this, you know, mindset helps you to pick up yourself again and reminds you of what, you know, is ahead of you, not what you left behind, you know. So it helps you to focus, you know, to gather yourself and remember that at the end of the day, your victory, or when you make it, then is a victory from where you're coming from. So we are ambassadors of where we're coming from. So what ambassadors do is to create a home outside home. So music has the ability to change our mindset. Mm-hmm. And changing our mindset means that it helps us to focus on those aspects, you know. So, but I think my own idea is that every person who is feeling homesick out there, mm-hmm. or is a foreigner, should think himself like an ambassador. Mm-hmm. So who is an ambassador? Like every country has an ambassador. So we are also an ambassador, but the difference is that we are not assigned, we assigned ourselves. So music is now assigning us as ambassadors, yeah. everywhere we are to make it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much. What about you, KKV? You get to create the whole musical, you get to create music. So do you feel like you can create music that can also make you feel at home? Like, do you create your own comfort?
Yes. Thank you very much. Like they said, music have no language, have no for example, you when you do music, I can listen to Indian music without knowing the text. I enjoy it. For example, now mm-hmm. she play Ukrainian music. I don't understand what they are speaking, but the melody there, the mm-hmm. vibes.
Yeah.
It's really catchy. So also likewise your own music. Mm-hmm. When you play it, I don't understand the text, what they're saying, but the melody there, the vibe is what I'm dancing on. Mm-hmm. So music have no language. Music can change a lot of things, and it can bring people from different places together. So
true.
It works.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How about, wait, Liko, you're quite far away. What about you? Do you think you have any kind of music or like moments where you think, oh, music is sort of making a whole new home for me here? Is that possible for you?
Absolutely. And I think that in every country I find a couple of songs that becoming my home songs, and I'm sure that one day in Ukraine I will play some German songs as my like homesick songs, because I have at the moment, and it's very pity that we can't play them all today. We have a limited number of songs to play today. And, now I have a very big list in my head of the song which I would like to share. And, sometimes the best way to share the emotions is really music. Kakave said, that we can express something only with music sometimes, not with words, and like universal language for us, music. So, it's my hard topic. I can't speak about this very long. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I would say let's continue with the music and our playlist, and then we will get into our emotions also after we listen to our second songs. I'm going to come back to you, KKV, because we got you the house. And what is your next song?
My next song is Bata Bata.
What is it about?
Bata Bata. Okay. Actually, I made that song. It was an emotional song because of my after losing my wife on lung cancer. So I found out that, before I don't really know it, but after losing her, and I found out the importance of a woman in a man's life. So when doing that song, I was thinking about her and my future wife. So the song gave me so much vibe that when listening to it, every time I listen to the song, it reminds me of so many things. So the song, I was writing it because sometimes we married people or couples, when they are together, they don't really know the importance of their wife or their man,
mm-hmm.
until when they lose them or when those people are no more.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll now find out the importance of it. So, like I said, I now know the importance of a woman in every family, in a man's life. So I was singing this Bata Bata. I put it like, I will take you to somewhere. I will sail the ocean and seas for you, for your sake. Mm-hmm. So it's all about a love song, you know? So let's enjoy it.
Sure, thanks.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, nah.
SMG.
I wish you could fly. Fly away with me, my darling. Maybe say the ocean and seas, oh my darling. Try to feel the beauty of nature, cause your beauty to me don't pass the video and picture. Pata pata, baby no leave me sawa sawa. Oh my little, you too fine, oh. Oh my, you too sexy, oh. I know this because you pass them pata pata. Baby, don't leave me sour, sour. Oh, my little, you too fine, oh. Oh, my, you too sexy, oh. I know this, oh, yeah. KKV on the microphone, yeah, yeah. Listen. Lost in love around you. Finally find my way back to you. I don't go many places, see many girls. No woman will feel be like you. Beauty from within, see reflection outside, oh. I know you got me and I got you, like a tattoo right by my side, oh. So baby say what? Anything you want, baby, you got it. I jara on top, I go do it for you cause you deserve it. Mama Richa say what? One thing I like, say you jazzy, you classy, you sassy. When you read it, they tell me you got me, patak patak. Baby, no leave me sour, sour. Oh, my little, you too fine, oh. Oh, my, you too sexy, oh. I know this because you pass them patak, patak. Baby, no leave me sour, sour. Oh, my little, you too fine, oh. Oh, my, you too sexy, oh. I know this, oh, yeah. I wish you could fly, fly, fly. Fly away with me, my darling. Maybe say the ocean and seas, oh my darling. Try to feel the beauty of nature, cause your beauty to me don't pass the video and picture. Pass them patak patak. Baby, no leave me sour sour. Oh my little, you too fine, oh. Oh my, you too sexy, oh. I know this because you pass them patak patak. Baby, no leave me sour, sour. Oh, my nature, you too fine, oh. Oh, my, you too sexy, oh. I know this, oh, yeah.
Ooh, can you say that again?
Ladies and gentlemen, as I read, I go by name KKV, the AK Bucket True Master, that Igbo boy with the worry stage. Are you ready now? Choo!
Thanks for the extra credits. Oh my god, that was such a cute song. Like,
yeah.
We were just listening to it. I was just in my head like, that is so cute. And like your explanations about it, and like the vibe is like kind of like so upbeat, but then also kind of like the song that you will play it while you're like watching a sunset or something. Like, yes. I can just see that.
Yes, being in the nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to play it for myself.
Okay.
Like, nice. Somebody has to play it for me. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You should do anything for me and everything.
Nice.
That's what the singer said.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks a lot. And you already talked about it. So we have the information on that. Liko, I'm going to bring you back in with your second song, which we didn't have yet. Would you please enlighten us?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to introduce it, because, you know, I have to repeat that I have two homelands. One of them is Ukraine, the second one is Georgia. And the second song is from Georgia. And, you know, this kind of singing needs some explanations. It called polyphonic singing means a few voices singing together in a unique way, which is exist in Georgia, in Georgian place, and also in Sardinia, as far as I know, this kind of singing. It's a part of UNESCO heritage, cultural heritage, Yes, but it's also a song of my friend. Yeah, I have many friends among musicians, which I'm proud of, really, because I'm very fond of music, I told you. This song is like modern song, but in Georgia they always combine modern and ancient music, because I thought that it's kind of unique combination in this land, unique combination of old music and ancient music, I would say, and modern music. And as the band called Bunny, the name of the song is, I have to read it really, where it is.
Sometimes they get lost.
Yeah, yeah, we have to find it. Unfortunately, I don't know Georgian language, though my father was Georgian. I will explain why, because I became a refugee when I was 10. First time in my life because of Russia, I remind you. And now I'm the second time refugee because of the same enemy, but okay. So, Georgian music. Shin Mousvlelo Bunny. Bunny Band. Okay, play.
To me.
the hectic.
Hectic.
We're doing everything in these songs breaks. We're dancing, we're drinking water, we're going outside for a little bit of fresh air, because it's a studio and it's limited area and we have to perform well while dancing. We were at your music. Would you like to say something, add something to it?
Yeah.
Because you were talking about it.
Yeah, I would like to highlight what perfect voices Georgians have, and very important detail that this was kind of street band, and
oh, wow.
They began in the streets, and you know, I don't like to devalue these guys, but I have to say that in Georgian every second man has such a voice. Yes, always in some kind of parties, like they also singing together, like kind of choir, this polyphonic singing, it's like magic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I feel like we're missing the singing culture in the modern world, like the dancing and singing. It's like, especially now that we have those loudspeakers, every person can just play the music. They don't have to perform it, and it's like, it's sad. I've been thinking about it. Don't you find it, guys?
You can start.
I mean, yeah, like, I feel like if you're longing for something, you're gonna go and find it. And some people don't really have that longing for like coming together and singing or making music, and that's okay. You can sometimes just like have the box and go with the vibes, and that's fine. Not everybody's. But I get it. I do also like miss the times where it was okay to sit around the fire and pick up the guitar and
yeah,
go with Wonderwall.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Stop shaming that. Wait. In my playlist, anyways, is a song called Victory. So
wow.
The person responsible for that, please rise up.
Wow, thank you so much. This song, Victory by Elben, this song fills me with confidence and reminds me to focus on what I have overcome rather than what I have left behind. Moving away from home comes with challenges, which everybody knows, but it also comes with opportunities to grow. So whenever I listen to Victory, it reminded me that every challenge has a purpose and that I can keep moving forward. So, not just traveling, but how victorious are you? So that is Eben. You can listen and feel what I feel, the victory that I feel in the song.
Okay.
Everything that I have now, you give to me, Baba. Lord, I say, for your love, I'm grateful. Yes, you love me plenty, you came to die for me. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, I am that I am. Ooh. Oh, you searched around, there's no one else like you. Lion of Judah, you're the man, the man, the man. Taking away my sorrows and now I'm free. I got me, bro, hallelujah, bro. I got my power, hallelujah, power. Because of Jesus, every day I shall get out. Double, double, heavenly blessing I him I receive. Ah, yeah. God, your grace and mercy is always to follow me. Yeah. He has given me victory.
He has given me victory.
God has given me victory.
Jesus has given you victory. Come, let's dance, let's give him praises now. If Jesus has given you victory, come, let's dance, let's give him praises now. Because of Jesus, every day now shagara de do. Double, double, heavenly blessing now him had received. Ah, yeah. God, in your grace and mercy is always the follow. Yeah. Double, double, heavenly blessings that he might receive. Ah, yeah. God, your grace and mercy is always to follow me.
Nice. Would you like to say some words about it again?
Yeah, actually, like you see, the ending words said that God's mercy always follow me. So it's like reassurance, you know. Especially when you feel these challenges. At the end of the day, you have to battle with your residence permit. When you get it, it's a victory. Then the next thing, you have to look for work. When you get it, it's another victory. And then you're looking forward to the next stage in your life, maybe sending some money back home. You know, so every time we are faced with challenges home, challenges out, I think one of the most experiences I had was when I met with a lot of Ukrainians. And this was the time there were a lot of sentiments about how they were welcomed in Germany. And then I said to some of my German friends, why can't you people step into the shoes of these Ukrainians? At least they're not people outside Europe. The problem is many of them are abandoning home, leaving families, like the women coming. Their men are in the battlefield, and the next minute they are always looking at what is going on. Is the war stopping? Are you alive? Are they destroying anything? So Germany has gotten that experience before, and it's, for me, it doesn't make any sense that, you know, in this situation, that what you are after is that they got a house, that they got a small money. So what about their lives? What about their lives? Many of them were working. Many of them were, you know, because I happen to be in the midst where many of them were sharing their experiences. Some of these people were, you know, directors in their works, mm-hmm. but they have to leave everything and start like a kindergarten school to learn German. Mm-hmm. And instead of us to support them, console them, we are bothered about their good accommodation and stuff like that. So at the end of the day, you know, it was just, you know, those kind of challenges that we are looking forward to the victory. So for the Ukrainian people, ending the war is the highest victory that we are looking forward to. And we are praying that sooner than later, let's put a stop to that chapter.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Just casually preaching. And we're here with open arms, like, amen. Oh my God. Quotes
perpetual. You know, that point, that's, those aspects of our lives, if we can open that door, then it helps us to recalibrate ourselves. Because the problem was that sometimes we don't want to bring about those stuff because we think, oh, we don't qualify. Oh, no, no, I've done this wrong. No. The spiritual aspect is like a garden. When you're not feeding it with the right words, something else is growing there. Different things. Just like, was it yesterday or the first day that I was coming back from work? I was at Landsberg, and then I was hearing somebody jumped into the train and committed suicide. I was like, why? Why would you do this? Just write, take me, on me, I'll on you. And then do better stuff with you rather than going to kill yourself. So it's because most of those holes, that aspect, that window for spirituality is closed. Mm-hmm. We are spiritual beings. We are not robots. The difference between us and machines is that they don't have any spirit. Yeah. You know. So it's very, very important that we embrace it, you know, not running away from it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your song, second song?
Oh my God, thank you for asking. thank you for showing interest. Well, my next song is nothing like the first song that I brought. The first song is very, very homemade, very South Iranian. It just gets me right where I was at home, and the hot breeze on my face is just felt. And the other one is... So the next song, I'm a theater kid. Ah, surprise. And I grew up being on the stage and doing theater quite young, I would say. And it was really hard for us to get to Western theater material. So it was just like pulling the goddamn teeth to get any kind of English production recorded stuff, and my mom managed to find me the recorded version of Wicked, which is a crazy successful musical. They just had a film coming last year, and it's still successful, it's still going on, it's still 8 times a week is being watched by millions of people. And so yeah, the song that I brought in is from Wicked, and I remember being a child, not so quite child, but like 14, 15 year old Jay would run around every corner that I had in school, outside, in the street, or whatever. I would just like scream, Fiera! And that is where it's coming from. And I'm glad that people are now understanding it, because all my life I just went on and I shot at people, Fiera! And they're like, what is happening? And now they get it. They understand where it's coming from, because it just got into pop cultures. And so here is my song, No Good Deed, from Wicked, performed by Idina Menzel.
Let his flesh not be torn, let his blood leave no stain. Though they beat him, let him feel no pain. Let his bones never break, and however they try to destroy him, let him never die, let him never die. Melikanamen, namen, archu, archu, melikanamen. Melikanamen, namen, archu, archu, melika, elika. What is this chanting? I don't even know what I'm reading. I don't even know what trick I ought to try. Fiera, where are you? Already dead or bleeding? One more disaster I can add to my generous supply. No good deed goes unpunished. No act of charity goes unresented. No good deed goes unpunished. That's my new creed. I wrote a good intention, fled where such roads await me. No good deed goes unpunished. NASA, Dr. Dilemma, Fiera, Fiera. One question haunts and hurts, too much to mention. Was I really seeking good, or just seeking attention? Is that all good deeds are when looked at with an ice cold eye? If that's all good deeds are, maybe that's the reason why. No good deed goes unpunished. All helpful urges should be circumvented. No good deed goes unpunished. Sure, I meant well, well, look at what well meant did. All right, enough, so be it then. Let all laws be agreed. I'm wicked through and through, since I cannot succeed. Fiero, saving you, I promise no good deed will I attempt to do again. Ever again. No good deed will I
I fake it till I make it. I stay the Lulu.
Really amazing. Trust me. Really
oh my god,
amazing.
Stop. Not coming from you. I'm like, again, no.
Yeah, Jay was like lip syncing to the
no,
song.
I was
like,
serving.
This. Yeah, she was performing. She's an actress. Like, yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah. So I don't have any much more to say about the song or the feelings, but I'm glad you got to also have the famous Fiero screamed at you. But yeah, who am I gonna go back to? Am I gonna go back to you?
Yeah. Yeah, my next song is, it's just a couple of years old. I don't really remember one. Maybe 2023. And it's called, the band is called Probus Hardy. They make, I need some electro. I don't really know the difference between the electros, but it's definitely not techno. you will hear and understand. So the song is called Доброго вечора, ми з України. It means good evening, we are from Ukraine. And this phrase has become just so famous.
Viral.
Yeah, it's become just like literally viral. I thought it had some like other origin, but yeah, like I thought maybe like another soldier said to yet another like Russian, go fuck yourself. But no, it's just written by musicians. Yeah, and it's, I will talk about it later. Yeah, just listen to it.
Which number is it?
It is number 6.
Okay, thank you.
Доброго вечора, ми з України. Доброго вечора, ми з України.
Once again.
Dance. again a lot.
Once again, we missed them. Missed the quick starting point.
The end of the song, yeah.
Oh my god, okay, we're running out of time, but I still want to hear a lot of stories and songs and everything that is attached to them. So I'm gonna skip conversations and go directly to you, Chamberlain.
Okay.
You also added another song to our playlist. Mm-hmm. Would you like to talk about it?
Yes, of course. In fact, this one is the most, you know, interesting one because his name goes by the Hardest Truth. Mm-hmm. So it's mostly, it's what the song was written and by Jubet. So this song speaks honestly about life's realities. So, you know, living abroad touches you, you know, teaches you lessons that you never expected. You know, like when we encounter those challenges, racism, discrimination, you know, having realized that, you know, there is a kind of a formula where some people are put first and other people not. So you realize that life isn't always easy, and sometimes the hardest truth help you grow, you know, the most. So the song reminds me to accept life challenges with maturity instead of giving up.
Should I just go ahead and play the song?
Yes.
After school life is the hardest experience. Whoever feeds you controls you. Money buys peace, not happiness. Spiritual life hits harder than physical life. Whatever was meant to be, will be. So stop stressing about things that are beyond control. Being everywhere gets you nowhere. Our parents also tried not to be poor. Big money never comes clean and clean. Money never comes big. Calendar is fake, we only have day and night. If you feel to cry, just cry, even if no one is there for you. Education has nothing to do with wealth. Even selling your own kidney, you need connections. Tomorrow is not promised. Nothing is yours, not even your life, just live. One day a day will start without you. We break ourselves for people who wouldn't bend for us. Yet somehow, it's the unexpected hands that lift us when we fall. Narcissists achieve more than good people. Never think it can never happen to you. Everything never thought is a lie. The actual things are not thought. And that's the world we live in. Consistency does not guarantee success. It's not always about working hard. Life can humble you when you see one cares, one in. You can work hard but still fail, while others are just winning without even trying. Just because you're not giving up is not a guarantee that you'll finally make it. The one who doesn't run will not get to his destination on time. People are evil. Self-love is very important. Breaking a habit sounds easy till you start the process. Never think it can never happen to you. Bro to bro, don't judge or die until you become one. My face doesn't change, no matter how old I get. I look 12, yet I am 22. Education is not the key to anything. Everybody is jealous, but sometimes the person who tries to keep everyone happy is the most lonely inside, I can tell. We are happy you enjoy the music. In your side, you understand the lyrics. We already existed on earth before. Just from different generations. Yeah, I know it hurts, but you have to let it go. Life is meaningless without God. One day I will sit down, cry and say it was hard, but I made it. At the end of the day, it's only God who keeps his promises. Everything comes true if at all you have a strong mindset. According to the universal law of attraction of wealth. Jube. Juju.
Jube. Wow, I actually got it in time this time because we were really deep in thoughts all of a sudden. We were just actually thinking about what is being said in the song, and it's insane like how differently we just have been reacting to every song until now. And this one really got us into the feelings. I was staring out of the window reflecting on my entire life, like wow, damn. I don't want to lose any more time, so that's why I'm gonna just jump and come back to UKKV because you are an artist, and I would love for you to use this 2 hours as a platform to show your talent with us. So what is the next song from the album that we get to listen to or anything?
Okay, the next song, thank you very much, is titled Man No Be God. And there's no way I will come here, I will play like two of my songs without playing a song I make for God and also thank God for what He has been doing in my life and the protection that He has been giving to me. Because I can remember when I was in Nigeria, in Africa, I had a bad experience with a friend of mine. We went for swimming, a very good friend of mine. We went for a swimming, and he was asking me to let's swim together. I don't really know how to swim. So I jumped inside the water. So I was drowning, somebody helped me. He jumped, he believed that he can swim so well. He jumped inside, but he never come out, he died there. So it was not a swimming pool, this was like a lake, you know. So he dropped there and died. So after that, when I was going, I was like thinking, what am I going to do? So I have to make a song to thank God for life. So that's why I made that song, Man No Be God. And man No Be God means that God is not a man. He's mm-hmm. not a human being, you know. So that's what the song is all about. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it out.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh no, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Fly. Some time ago, I was a nobody. Before Uluwa blessing me with more money. Yeah. Overnight, so I got to somebody. That is to say, Uluwa fit to bless anybody. Bless anybody, but if you no be God, if you no be God, tell me where I for dey, oh, where I for dey. If you no be God, if you no be God, oh, tell me who I for be, yo, yo, yo. But Mado Abuchi, oh, Abuchi, eh, Mado Abuchi, oh, eh. Oh yeah, man, no be God, oh. Yeah, yeah. Abuchi, yeah. Mado Abuchi, oh. I say do, 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 do. Police do, 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 do. Ah, do, 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 do. Police do, 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 do. Oh yeah, yeah. Because back in the days, oh, even today, nobody day, nobody day. Alaba days, the hustle to chop, oh, nobody day, nobody day. But God came through for me one day, He giant me in one day. But if you no be God, if you no be God, the mado for carry me play, play, play. But if you no be God, if you no be God, tell me where for day, where for day. If you know be God, if you know be God, oh, tell me who I for be, yo, yo, yo. But, Mado Abuchi, oh, Abuchi, yeah, Mado Abuchi, oh, oh, yeah, man, no be God, oh, Mado Abuchi, yeah, yeah, Abuchi, yeah, Mado Abuchi, oh, I say, no, no, no. For life, some go say you know they, but it's there for my life, oh, oh no. How they thank God for life, oh no no. Remember there's a blessing, better get them for grand, oh, oh, oh. So I say do, 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 do. Police do, 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 do. I do.
Ndebrebaka.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for blessing our ears with your music. And so beautifully singing to it live for us. We feel very blessed right now.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that the neighbors also heard you. But they better be glad they got the chance to.
Yes.
Thank you so much. As we're coming to the end of our show, I would like to ask you if you would like to add anything to our conversation about homesickness, anything that you're going to take with you maybe from today's show, the experience, or anything in general.
Oh, all I can say is that, like I said, music has no language, you know. If you are in anywhere you find yourself, keep pushing, you know. Keep pushing, keep helping people around you, keep tolerating, and also don't hate, you know. Yes, that's all I can say, because everything is here, and the way you make your bed, that's you're going to lie on it. When you treat people well, you'll be also be treated well. So that is all I can say. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
And also, I also would like to use the opportunity to tell my fans, please go and check out my new album. Yeah, Hope album, you know, is all over social media platform and streaming platform. Thank you.
I believe you will get a couple new fans. Please, here in the studio, you do have new fans.
Okay. For me, music has a unique way of connecting us to home, you know, because when you're in a strange land, most times the music you play reminds you where you started, home and a lot of stuff. And sometimes it reminds us of our family, our faith, our language, or our culture. Other times it simply lifts our spirits when we are feeling lonely. So generally, I really thank Radio Correct for this very wonderful opportunity. And we thank Kekevi, who has, you know, blessed us with his song, just like what he said. These songs actually is gonna like rekindle us somehow. So that is a way, like, music has no language, no barrier, so it's gonna connect us somewhere, and let us try to listen to these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you
so much. So today's conversation hopefully reminded us that homesickness is something that many people get to experience. It's not just us, and especially when building a new life in another country. But it also showed us that how powerful music can be. I mean, us alone together, it was just proof enough that music can change the mood, change every situation. And it helps us remember where we are, where we come from, and genuinely just cope with every situation that we might end up in. This has been us, Come On Voices from Radio Korax. We'll be ending the show with a beautiful song that Liko brought in today, and we tune in next
week. I will just add
two week.
Words, like, really short. What I realized today is that listening to music is cool, but listening with the people is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Words of wisdom.
That's it.